This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You got to take a listen to this. It's Squawk Pod.
That's right. CNBC's flagship business news show is a podcast, Squawk Pod.
This is CNBC Control 2.
It is not just the show, folks.
It might be even better because it's only audio.
Join me, Katie Kramer, as I take you inside the Squawk Box control room and beyond the headlines of our TV broadcast with Joe Kernan, Becky Quick, and Andrew Ross Sorkin every weekday.
Roll alpha.
Listen to CNBC's Squawk Pod free on the Odyssey app.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Fan Morning Show is brought to you by Guardian Protection, your hometown home and business security company. It's a victory Tuesday. Your Steelers are 6-2, first place by their lonesome atop the AFC North. Feels pretty good. Second point differential in the league. And we ask our next guest, Jason Mackey, if they're for real. Hello, Jason Mackey. How you doing today?
What's up, buddy? How are you guys?
Oh, not bad. Feeling good. You get any sleep last night? You were doing the Penguins thing earlier in the day. You were doing the football thing at night.
Yeah, busy one. Busy one. I got a little more sleep than you guys got, though. I think I got to bed a little after 2.
Oh!
It was a busy day, but that's all right. It's a good day. And yes, I do think they're for real. I don't know if I'm saying they're for real as like best team in the AFC for real, but like, should this team be taken seriously the second half of the season? Absolutely. I don't think the Browns are there. I don't think the Bengals are there. And the Steelers have 4 games against them. I like the way the schedule looks the second half. I'm eager for some Ravens games, for some better competition. But if you have a quarterback, you have a chance. If you have a defense, you have a chance. The Steelers have both of those things. I like what Russell Wilson has brought out of the other wide receivers and playmaking and getting more out of Van Jefferson, Calvin Austin III. So, yeah, it's a long-winded way of saying I absolutely think they have a chance.
Well, you just said it right there. The receiving core, they stepped up, and this is 2 games in a row where Russell Wilson has elevated his skill players around him. With that being said, Jason, is wide receiver number 2 or number 3 still a need to trade for?
I think so. I would not relent, Doran. I mean, I think they're a very good team, or good doesn't feel like it does the service, but I would not give up on the second wide receiver market. I really, really, really like Van Jefferson and Calvin Austin III competing as a number 3. I think your roster is just that much deeper. We've seen it thus far in 8 games, injuries and concerns, what can happen on that front. So, yeah, I would not relent there. I mean, I wouldn't sell the farm, I guess. Cooper Kupp was a topic of conversation, and I said I would give up a second, and I probably still I don't back off of that opinion. I would have given up a second. But seeing what Russell Wilson, I think, can do with the other skill guys, it would make me ease off of that just a little bit. If I have to give up a 5th, something like that, to get some depth in here, I'm more than okay doing that.
Jason Mackey, the Post-Gazette, and of course 93.7 The Fan here with us on the morning show. He's going to be with us every Tuesday at 8 a.m. I said in the last segment, Jason, I think there's a better chance that Dan Moore is a Steeler next year than Najee Harris. I just don't think they're going to pay the running back, but right now, I don't know how they can watch Broderick Jones and think he's the right tackle or left tackle of the future, at least today.
Yeah, you bring up an interesting point, Adam. I mean, I don't think there's any chance of Najee Harris coming back.
Yeah.
The way he's running, what that's going to go for in the open market, I think what the Steelers feel like that position is worth, I think they already sort of made their statement there. And I'm happy for Najee. He's running incredibly well. Last night was fantastic to watch. Again, third straight over 100. But I sort of understand what you're saying with Broderick Jones, but I still feel like we're in the second year of investing a first-round pick on a player, and he has shown some good. It's not like we're looking at, you know, this is the second year, and he's just been a train wreck, and they're standing by him. Last night cannot happen. The performance has not been varsity, I guess Mike Tomlin might say. It hasn't been good enough. I don't know if that's going to result in them signing Dan Moore, though. Like, don't you think he can cash out with another team? Maybe it doesn't make sense for the Steelers, given what they've invested draft-wise in Troy Fatanu and Broderick Jones. Like, I think you maybe hedge that bet and say, yeah, good luck, Dan Moore. We appreciate you. Thanks for the service. We did spend 2 first-round pick on tackles.
I can absolutely see that in a pre-Kenny Pickett world, and now I just think anything's possibly on the table. I'm not saying they're going to do it, but
yeah,
if you can't trust that guy and you can't trust him at right, are you going to really trust him at left?
Right.
Through this point in the season, I think the answer would be no, but we'll see.
I mean, I get that. And Fatanu has history playing guard, and they're going to need a guard next year and then the year after. So, I do get that. I do get that. I wouldn't totally close the door on it. I just you invested those picks, and I think I've seen enough good. I think there's enough potential there that I'm not ready to close the door also.
Jason, who are you looking forward to most, and who will be most effective coming back after the bye week? Cam Sutton, Cordarrelle Patterson, or Zach Frazier?
Ooh, good question. I guess Frazier. I'm curious where Cam Sutton fits. Beanie Bishop, 3 interceptions in 2 games. I think he's gotten a lot better. The Raiders picked on him, and it wasn't great, but I don't know if I'm ready to take the kid out of the lineup yet. And you're not taking out Joey Porter Jr. You're not taking out Dante Jackson. Like, is he a depth piece? Zach Frazier was one of the best centers in football before he got hurt. I was looking at PFF stuff. Third highest grade, 4th highest grade against people that have played at least 200 snaps, something like that. It's very impressive. So, I mean, I'm going to go with Frazier just because of the impact that he had, the snaps that he's going to play. And that's not indictment of Ryan McCollum. I've actually been fairly impressed with Ryan McCollum. And the way Najee's going, the way Jalen Warren's going at times, I just don't know if I see enough of a role for Cordarrelle Patterson.
Jason, does Mike Tomlin, through this point in the season, deserve to be the NFL's coach of the year?
We're just
throwing haymakers over here at Mr. Mackey.
That's all right. I don't think he deserves to be the coach of the year at this point. Does he deserve credit? Yeah. Did he make a decision that I think a lot of people questioned and, you know, poked holes in with Russell Wilson? Yeah. And I didn't have any issue with it. It made a lot of sense to me. We were joking last night on the pregame show with Cabali. That was telling him he was the only one in Pittsburgh that made that call. That seems to be, you know, he's going around trumpeting that. But, you know, I don't know. Top 5 coaching job. I probably wouldn't disagree with you if you said that, but coach of the year, I'd have to think about that a minute. I feel like that's a pretty high pedestal at this point through 6-2 against non-division opponents.
Arthur Smith, how's he done thus far? Even last night, let's say last night, how did you think he coordinated that game?
I liked it, Doran. And I liked sort of, I had no problem with what, you know, the game plan last night, at least not too heavy. I've liked how they've sort of played the different quarterback situation, trying to put Justin Fields in position to play to his strengths, not putting Justin Fields in a position where he's going to get exposed. Russell Wilson comes in. They're giving a lot more freedom to him. The play calling is by and large, you know, it's not vanilla. I don't want to say it's some like exotic cornucopia of things. That's not it. But, you know, they got Russell Wilson on the move. I like their increased use of play action. I like them establishing the run they have. So, yeah, I mean, I've been largely satisfied, if not impressed, with Arthur Smith.
Jason, one last thing here for you, because you are a multifaceted person. That's why you are a columnist at the Post-Gazette. It's why you now work here. Marc-Andre Fleury's final game in Pittsburgh, and you've covered a lot of athletes over the years and a lot of good guys, a lot of nice guys. Where does Marc-Andre Fleury come in? What What does he mean to that triumvirate that still remains here in Pittsburgh?
Yeah, it's going to be a sad one, man. I don't know about you guys. I'm gonna get a little emotional. Fleury is definitely on that short list. I mean, I'd put Sid ahead of him. That might be it. Rutherford might be up there. He's a unique person. They don't build him a lot like Fleury. And I could talk for a long, long time about this. And I wrote a column about it and why he kind of resonated with us. Like he's imperfect. He's funny. He did things to unite a team. Around a common cause, even if they were pranks. Like he was one of the real ones. You know, he wore his emotions on his sleeve. He was nice to literally everybody. He represents everything that you would want a professional athlete to represent. He means so much to these guys. Probably the thing left unsaid is they wish they could play for him or play with him. You know, nobody wishes the expansion draft happened. I mean, Fleury should have retired a Penguin.
I think Vegas was happy it happened. I think they were okay with it.
Well, yeah, I just mean here. And I understand why the Penguins made the move they did. I don't even disagree with it. If I'm Jim Rutherford, I probably would have done the exact same thing. It just stinks that it existed. And it was just like, these guys almost don't want to like allow themselves to get emotional. I think that's kind of the feeling around there. The feeling that I got yesterday is just that this is going to be Fleury's going to cry.
I think Mackey's going to cry.
I've seen my emotion.
I might.
Are you about to go for a run or did you just come back from a run?
No, I'm cold. My house is chilly.
He's like cows.
I'm going to turn the heat up.
All right, Mackie.
We have heat. We're not using it.
Yeah, well, that's what Caboli does too. Jason, we appreciate it. We will read your stuff, and we will talk to you next Tuesday.
All right, boys. Be well. Thanks for having me.
Thanks,
Jason Mackey, Post-Gazette and 93.7 The Fan. Marc-Andre Fleury, final game? Mm-hmm. I might cry. If the Steelers lost, I was going to wear my old Coho Fleury jersey today.
Really?
Yeah. But they didn't lose, and so I'm not. And that's how that went. Mm-hmm. I'm sure the people care.
Mm-hmm.
412-928-9370. You can tweet us. Brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. You can text us. Brought to you by Edgar Snyder and Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. A couple things going right now, and we want to take your calls. Would you pay Najee Harris? I mean, three straight games, over 100 yards. He has, and this blew me away, Dorn. I heard this on Ray Fittipaldo's podcast today. We love Ray as well. 18 carries of 20-plus yards in the last two seasons. Second in the NFL for Najee Harris behind Derrick Henry.
Mm-hmm.
He's now sixth in the NFL in rushing yards, which is nuts. Right behind Chuba Hubbard, not to be confused with Chris Hubbard, who was the revolving door at left tackle yesterday getting worked over by Alex Highsmith.
Where's Chuba Hubbard?
He's in Carolina.
Oh.
That's actually shocking to me.
Me too.
That he's been that productive there.
Mm-hmm.
Chuba Hubbard. Derrick Henry leads the league with 946 yards, and their coach was smart enough to only give him the ball 11 times in a game that they ran it for like 8 yards a carry. But that's neither here nor there. Would you start to think about paying Najee 412-928-9370? And we talked to Mackey about it just there. Mike Tomlin, coach of the year. Last time we had this conversation, I said he should be in the conversation. Now I think he should be the coach of the year. Through 8 games, about halfway through the season. They don't give it out right now. Do you think he should be the coach of the year? 412-928-9370. We got a bunch of phone calls lined up, including John in Greensburg. We'll get to you.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
This is the secret story of a young Russian oligarch who hacked his way to a $93 million fortune. I'm CNBC senior Washington correspondent Eamon Javers. In our new podcast, The Crimes of Putin's Traitor, I'll take you inside a shocking Russian crime targeting the American financial system. Attacks that sources tell me were welcomed by Vladimir Putin's government. Listen to CNBC's The Crimes of Putin's Traitor free on the Odyssey app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
You fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Coming up next, Najee Harris, three straight 100-yard games. Najee Harris, the sixth most rushing yards in the NFL. And averaging 4.4 yards per carry. I don't have his career stats in front of me, but I'm guessing that is the most. I mean, he's been around 3.9. He's been around 4.0 most of his career. Yeah, career best so far, 4.4 yards per carry. And there's been somewhat of an outcry. The same people that wanted the Steelers to pick up Najee's $7 million option for the fifth year, saying they should have given him that, they should pay him now. Look, I don't think it's an accident that you get a legitimate passing game, a legitimate offensive coordinator who knows how to scheme up a running game, and all of a sudden he has the best numbers of his career. But I also think you can flip that argument on its head and say, okay, that's all the important stuff. I'm not taking anything away from Najee. He's been great. Mm-hmm. He has been great. These last three games in particular, he's been outstanding. There have only been five running backs better than him, counting stats-wise, in the NFL. But I think maybe you could get the same kind of production next year from Jaylen Warren and Cordarrelle Patterson or whomever. Again, not to take anything away, I wonder also if he'd be putting up the same yardage numbers if they had picked up the option. This kind of feels like a singing for your supper kind of deal to me.
Yeah, you do wonder about the tread on the tires too. Like, I mean, you know, it's not getting any younger, but I mean, they're definitely going to explore it. Like you're definitely going to explore it, and it'll come down to, you know, who out there is willing to pay for what Najee Harris has done, really. And if he continues to do this, like who wants a running back that is, you know, a bigger back that runs like Najee? Like, is there anybody really willing to pay that? Like, you want a back right now, unless you're the Steelers, I think, that can do multiple things. And not that he can't, but you want the Saquon Barkley's, you want the Christian McCaffrey's. Like, those guys are the ones that people are panning for. So I don't know. Like I would definitely explore it, and it would have to be, if I'm the Steelers, at my price. Like, I'm not gonna shortchange Najee, but like I'm gonna be like, listen, this is the offer.
Yeah.
You either accept it or we feel comfortable with moving on.
Yeah, I'm not tying myself to a running back who, like you've said, 970 career carries for the next 3 years. I can't do that. And I think the best a running back has looked this year, Doran, is when Cordarrelle Patterson was going against the Colts. I'm looking forward to him coming back. That might be the best thing for all these guys.
Yeah.
A little bit of Cordero, a little bit of Jaylen Warren, a little bit of Najee Harris, and that's the state of the NFL these days, unless you've got a Derrick Henry, unless you've got a Christian McCaffrey, although we know he's been out. Saquon Barkley, but he's been injured in the past.
Mm-hmm.
You like to rotate through guys. 412-928-9370. And how do you feel about the job Mike Tomlin's done through eight games? I think I'd have him as my coach of the year right now. I really do. Flirting with it a couple of weeks ago when he made the switch to Russell Wilson. And now that we've seen the early returns in two games and they're in first place, I feel really good about the job he's done this year. I don't know how anybody could call up and not be happy about the job Tomlin's doing. I know it's like one of our favorite pastimes around here. The general we is crap on the coach. Not seeing much to be critical of.
Nope.
Bad challenge last night. Okay. All right. Didn't cost him the game. I'm not saying it's okay, but I don't think he made as questionable of decisions as Dable did, to be sure. John in Greensburg next up. Good morning, John.
Hey, guys. Hey, the one thing that you guys touched on a little bit that you haven't talked about for a while, but I think is really the key to them moving forward is, you know, when you think about the strong safety and free safety positions, you know, most of the time, 9 out of the 11 guys, they have gaps and they have assignments. But the two guys in the back, they got a kind of, half of it is athleticism and half of it is instinct. And when you think about Minka, I mean, I think he's really the key for the last part of the year because he seems to still have the athleticism. I'm not taking that away from him, but his instinct isn't there. I mean, he's biting on crossing patterns. And I think, you know, when you think about the deep post last night, I mean, that's his all day long. And he bites on the cross. And these guys, I know he's back there 25 yards, not giving up the big, big play, but he's not making any plays. And I think, you know, when you think about the teams going forward that we're going to have to play, I mean, you got Mahomes, you got Burrow, he's going to have to make some plays. And aside from that one that he knocked away last night, that's the first play he's made in 2 years. So I'll let you go. Appreciate you.
Thanks, John.
I think that's a good assessment by John, the caller there. I think Minka takes risks, and that comes with the position. That comes with being a big-time player. I mean, you saw it a lot with Troy Polamalu. You've seen it a lot in the past with a lot of safeties. Eddie Reed, like, those guys make calculated risks, and they've been right a lot. That's why that they're Hall of Famers. Being back there, you take risks. And he was talking about the post route, and biting on certain things because he does want to make that play and because he does think he has a beat on something. And then you get caught sometimes. But I think more times than not, he's not going to get caught. And just because, and we talked about this yesterday a little bit, just because he isn't flashing on the screen doesn't mean he's not making plays. You know, I mean, being a general back there, it's getting guys in the positions for them to make plays, for Beanie Bishop to make plays, for, you know, the past 2 weeks, for, you know, Patrick Queen to make plays. I do believe that he has taken some risks that put him out of position, but just himself out of position, and it really hasn't cost them at this point. But that comes with the position whenever you play at a high level sometimes.
Yeah, I mean, your last line of defense.
Yeah.
And they do have him playing 25 yards off the ball.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they play in a league where now two high safeties is sort of the rule. They are absolutely the exception.
Yep.
I mean, they have a lot of one high safety out there. And they blitzed a ton last night, and it cost them a little bit, but I think eventually the dam broke. I think it's fair to be a little nuanced with Minka.
Yeah, absolutely.
Like, you're paying him a lot of money, and last night notwithstanding, they have not given up as many big plays this year as they did last year, and he's a part of that, a huge part of that, maybe the biggest part of that. But you do want him to take the ball away at some point.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's what got him paid.
I don't think he's asked to do that. I think he's just asked to be back there and make sure nothing bad happens, really.
I think it's more a scheme thing than a him thing, too.
Yeah. Like, I mean, you've seen in the past whenever he's played the different safety spot where he has made plays, he has flashed because he's in the mix. He's just not in the mix, and I think it's for a good reason.
I thought he played more of the Deshaun Elliott role his first couple years with the Steelers. Like, they'd have him down doing the robber stuff, and sometimes he'd cover in the slot. He's just playing center field now. I kind of thought this would be the game because I thought they'd get to Jones. We talked about that yesterday, and it wasn't. And now it's been since, what, week 16, 2022? It's time. Doesn't mean he's playing bad, but you do want a little bit more splash. 412-928-9370. Here's a texter on Tomlin. Says, how about Harbaugh for coach of the year? Well, Steelers have a better record and they beat him head to head. So tie goes to the dude who
Jim?
Won.
Harbaugh?
Yeah.
For what?
Having the Chargers be in a playoff spot.
What's their record?
5-3. 4-3, excuse me. And they lost to the Steelers. So no, can't be him. Sean Payton's doing a good job.
He, you know, so we'll see how this year ends up, but he's done a decent job.
There's not a team I would rather the Steelers play in the playoffs than the Broncos.
Yes.
This time with Russ. Yes. That's a good defense in Denver. There's no doubt, but I would take that 10 times.
Russ would try to put 90 points on them.
Yeah.
On Sean Payton. And wouldn't even go shake his hand after the game. He'd just walk in the locker room.
That would be as satisfying a moment to not cap a season because you'd be moving on, but that would be as satisfying a moment as there could probably be this year.
Yes.
Is for those two guys to shake hands. It looks like it's worked out for Sean Payton. Obviously, it wasn't the right situation for Russ. He still looks like he's got it, though.
Well, it's working out for Sean Payton because he can control a quarterback,
absolutely,
a young quarterback, and you can't control a guy like Russell Wilson. Like, I mean, that's just, you know.
He wanted it to be a one-size-fits-all,
right.
Here's how I call offense, and you do need to do some things for us. There's no doubt about it. You get him out of the pocket. You run play action. You don't throw a lot of balls in the middle of the field. He hasn't thrown the ball a ton in the middle of the field. Okay, you got to paint the barn red when you got red paint. What has happened to me? Tomlinism's coming out just organically. Texter, Crowley, Slayton had a good game. Yeah, he sure did.
Yeah, he did.
Except for that play that Minka knocked the ball out.
Mm-hmm.
But I blame Jones for that more than I blame
Slayton. He got to get the ball out of his hand quick.
Yeah, and I would like to thank Minka for not maiming him.
Yep.
Yeah,
they showed it in slow motion. He kind of love-tapped him because he knew that he would get called like he did against Atlanta.
Yeah. He put the shoulder right through the ball and just kind of went in there sideways. It was a nice play by Minka.
That's crazy. That's football now. I saw that and I was like, wow.
How about the roughing the passer call?
Oh, my goodness.
For what? For Highsmith and Watt hitting each other?
You're right.
You're not allowed to make contact with the quarterback's helmet. And I guess Highsmith's helmet tapped the helmet of Daniel Jones. But get the hell out of here. Spirit of the rule stuff has to matter. Like at the end of the game, and they got the call right, where I forget who it was for the Giants, knee landed inbounds.
Yes.
And they ruled him out of bounds.
Yes.
And they had a 10-second runoff. Letter of the law, of course, yes, they got it right. I don't know that that's something you should ever be stopping the game for. Unless there's 15 seconds left in the game, I get every second matters. I don't think that's why replay was designed, is to, for a not clear, obvious thing to be reviewed. There wasn't a single fan in either fan base, any person watching going, whoa, they screwed that up. So why are we reviewing it? Why? They do need to change the 1 foot. Twice is not the same as 2 feet once. They need to change that. Easy for me to say. Taking your calls all morning long, 412-928-9370. We'll go around the NFL coming up at about 8:50. We'll compare the Steelers to the Ravens. I think it's a good time to do that. Statistically and otherwise, we'll do that coming up at 8:50. But more of your calls on Tomlin, on Najee, on anything really you want to react to from last night's game. Seth will be up first, 412-928-9370. We found one, Doran. Chum in the water, shark swirling, said Tomlin could be coach of the year, and here's the text. Stop it with Tomlin, coach of the year already. This guy could have easily lost the game last night. Continues to be a horrible game day coach. Does the fan not drug test you, Crowley? They do not.
Mm-mm.
I don't know why you would need to drug test a radio host. It's not like I'm getting high on the air.
Right.
No, that's the point, though. They think you are getting high on the...
Oh.
Yes.
So, they have the best second-half point differential in the NFL. It's what we brought up when we talked about this last week. He made one of the gutsiest, ballsiest decisions in the NFL this season, if not the gutsiest, ballsiest decision, to bench a 4-2 quarterback. Guys, you don't have to like Tomlin or the fact they haven't won a playoff game in 7 years, but I do think it's worth giving him credit when you're 6-2 and you're in first place in the AFC North.
Yes. In first place. First place. Two quarterbacks.
I ask this seriously. Like, would people only be satisfied if they're undefeated?
They wouldn't even be satisfied then. They weren't back in, what, 2020?
Man, ain't that the truth.
You know, this fraud.
Yeah.
Team's a fraud. They weren't satisfied then. They'll never be satisfied unless you go undefeated and win a Super Bowl.
Right. And even then, we'll do it again next year.
72 Dolphins.
Yes.
Got to do that.
Mercury Morris.
Yeah.
Throw that champagne away.
Mm-hmm. That's it.
I just don't know how people can't see the growth here. Again, 15th in the league in scoring. They were one of the worst teams in the NFL the last couple of years. They got blown out last year by Houston, got blown out last year by Indianapolis, lost to New England, lost to Arizona. They just blew out two bad teams. And really, last night, I didn't personally think they were ever in any danger. You would have liked to see them put touchdowns up early on two different instances where I don't think the coach could have done anything. I don't think they come away from those red zone stops with nothing, apart from field goals, because Mike Tomlin or Arthur Smith did anything wrong. One guy doesn't get 2 feet down, the other play, you get a face mask. That's not on the coach to me. So I think it's okay just to say, hey, Mike Tomlin's doing a really good job this year. Doesn't mean it's going to keep being that way. Doesn't mean it's going to guarantee a playoff victory. This team has shown significant improvement over last year. Seth in Long Island, good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys. Love the show, and first-time caller.
Thank you.
Hey, I just about Najee, man. I've been a fan of his since they grabbed him in the draft, and I've got to tell you, it kind of still breaks my heart to see James Conner doing well out in Arizona. So I would definitely pay him based on the stats that you guys just read off, and that's my first point. Second point is we definitely need another wide receiver. And I think Tomlin's doing an okay job. Last night, I would have loved to see them really smash the Giants and, just to really put their foot down and, just make a statement. But thanks for the call. Thanks for taking the call. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Seth.
I guess I'm crazy, but I think they did in ways show their superior ability against the Giants last night. Like, I thought that they were clearly the better football team. Score didn't say that, but I felt like that they were moving the ball.
At will.
Only thing was that there was bleeding in the run defense. But other than that, like, I thought that they really showed what they're capable of for 2 weeks. They've been consistent with it.
It looked like a good offense.
Yeah.
The stats don't bear out, I think, how good of a game Russ or Pickens had. And you can say they had another slow start, but it didn't look like that watching it. They didn't score touchdowns. We've gone over now chapter and verse why they didn't score touchdowns. That's not a coaching issue. Broderick Jones pulls a dude's face mask. Didn't need to happen. Russ was getting to the edge no matter what. So that didn't need to happen. It's the second big play he's negated this year where George Pickens would have made a play. And then the George Pickens not getting the foot down thing, I think 9 times out of 10 he gets the foot down. And I think it's just a weird kind of physics deal.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a bad, stupid rule by the NFL. But if you give them one touchdown there, or you give them both, it does look like more of a blowout. That, to me, was the difference. And yes, the rush defense, Doran, to your point, not good enough. And it is more Mike Tomlin's baby, the defensive side. First time we've really seen significant cracks in the rush defense this year. And they were pissed off about it. I like that, too. Like, this wasn't a rosy locker room, according to Jeff, according to Jason, whom we talked to earlier, Mackie from the Post-Gazette, and Jeff Hathorn, our sports director. Like, they were mad that they were giving up those holes in the running game. So I like to see that. Can't happen again. And they will have stiffer tests offensively as they move forward. Washington can move the ball.
Yes, they can.
They can score. But their defense is also bad. But we'll get to that coming up in a couple of weeks. How do the Steelers compare to the Ravens? We look around the NFL. And we'll look directly at the Baltimore Ravens when we come back and how the Steelers do compare. And we will do that, yeah. I was trying to read something, couldn't find it.
Flag is down, return by Austin. Plenty of room, great return. Still rolling, Austin into the end zone, touchdown.
Going around the NFL, brought to you by Champ Tires, all brands, every size. It's also the 50-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19 in Peters Township, celebrating 50 years in the South Hills. Steelers special teams outstanding again. And you compare the Steelers to the Ravens. Obviously, the Steelers have a better record, 6-2. The Ravens 5-3. Ravens have a pair of really bad losses. You can make the argument for the Steelers. I mean, Dallas ain't that good. Indianapolis is kind of squirrely. Definitely better with Joe Flacco, no?
Yes.
Yeah.
He's not taking himself out.
I saw your guy Orlovsky tweet this morning that the tape for Richardson a lot better than the final stat line would indicate. I think he's completing 44% of his passes.
Like the lowest ever?
That's bad.
Or something like that?
It's got to be.
Yeah.
I mean, at least in modern times.
Modern time, yeah. I think Jamarcus Russell's like second.
Wow.
Yep.
That is a name I have not heard in a long time. Reason I play the clip there for the Calvin Austin touchdown is usually when you compare the Steelers or anybody to the Ravens, Harbaugh comes up, special teams guy. They are always great on special teams. This year, Justin Tucker, 13 out of 17, 76%. 2 of 5 on 50-plus. Boswell's at 96%, 23 of 24. 6 of 7 from 50-plus. The only miss was from, what, 62 yards?
Mm-hmm.
So the Steelers special team's good. Ravens used to have an advantage there. They don't. Steelers defense, significantly better than the Ravens defense. You watch last night, people go, oh, God, the Steelers defense, all those rushing yards. Ravens have given up 90 more points. 90!
Wow.
Than the Steelers. And the Steelers, fifth in the conference, actually, this is amazing, in points scored. Ravens, number one. And the Ravens offense is obviously one of the best, if not the best, in the NFL. I don't know, man. Well-rounded team? Coaches similar. Harbaugh tends to kind of coach with a rod up his backside against the Steelers. Lamar didn't play well against the Steelers. I'll take the Steelers by a nose right now as the better football team.
Slightly. Just because they're complete. Because they're balanced.
Yes.
And they can beat you in different ways, as you saw last night with Calvin Austin, the return, as you're saying. I would slightly give the edge to the Steelers right now.
I don't feel great about it.
No.
I'm not going to make any giant proclamations like the Steelers are going to win the AFC North. I feel good about it today. Better than I did even coming into the year. And I do think the Steelers need to get some credit for maybe being the most complete team in the NFL. Certainly among the most complete teams in the NFL. I did find it interesting how many times with Aikman and Buck last night, and they have those production meetings, everybody but Tom Brady's allowed to do those, where they talk to the coaches, the quarterbacks, and they kept referencing how Mike Tomlin was saying this is not a quarterback-centric team. And, okay, I think we all see that. Look at the difference, though, when this quarterback's playing.
Mm-hmm.
Like, maybe they're not. Maybe they are complete. Maybe they are well-rounded. Maybe it is complimentary football. But the guy we've seen these last 2 weeks, that's a quarterback capable of leading a team. And what do you got to do? You got to do it through the air. And where's Lamar Jackson faltered? Big games, when they trail, playoffs. I like the Steelers compared to the Ravens right now. Your thoughts on that at 412-928-9370. And Doran, guess what? There's been something Steelers fans have been worried about for a long time, and it's finally here. We'll talk about it when we come back. Here's a text I want to read. Is Aikman always that annoying? He bitched the whole game. I did find him annoying yesterday.
Yeah,
he annoyed me.
It was odd.
He has huge hands.
Oh, yeah.
Big hands.
Mm-hmm.
Bigger body part. His hands or Joe Buck's forehead?
Mm. Mm.
Hope they're not listening right now.
Mm-hmm.
Hope they caught a plane last night.
Mm-hmm.
Both great broadcasters.
Very good.
Sure, tremendous guys.
Yes.
Something we've been worried about right around the corner. For the Pittsburgh Steelers. We'll talk about it next. First, though, fam weather brought to you by Sun Chevrolet. 24 Silverado 1500. 1.9% financing up to 36 months with approved credit through GM Financial. Full terms and conditions at sunchevy.com. Today, nice high 75.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
You fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Money Movers provides investors with real-time analysis of the stories and the people attracting the attention of markets each day. I'm Carl Quintanilla.
And I'm Sarah Eisen. We'll cover the breaking news and numbers driving stocks and sectors, helping you make critical decisions. Plus, we'll speak with the CEOs, newsmakers, and political leaders playing a role in how your money is moving.
Listen to CNBC's Money Movers free on the Odyssey app.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.